Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight, KIR 93.7, as the basketball season is back here in 2023 after a couple weeks off for the holiday break. And we're now going towards ACCHS. We'll talk about the Tigers. It's brought to you by L&L Construction. We're joined now by girls basketball coach. That is Austin Eckert. Coach, first of all, thanks again for popping on with us. Your team's off to a 4-0 start. Make it 5-0, I should say, after the victory over Pleasant Ridge on a Tuesday night. That final was 45-30. But just how nice was it to see your team kind of keep that momentum out of the break?
It was good. We started off a little slow last night, but really the second and third quarters, we started to liven up a little bit, play a little faster, play a little freer, and it was good to see the girls back on the court and smiling.
Yeah, and you'd seen, you know, some pretty big wins prior to that one against Pleasant Ridge. I mean, 66-16 over Horton, 65-17 against McClouth, that one back in mid-December. But, you know, the team's really, you know, off to a really, really good start. And is it challenging knowing that your team, really before the Pleasant Ridge game, hadn't really played a competitive game? Do you think that's something that could come back to maybe hurt you at some point, you know, down the road when you're playing some of the better teams in this league? I mean, how do you kind of assess the way your team has played so far?
I mean, yeah, you could say that people are going to say those things. And, you know, I'm a big believer that the past doesn't define us. So, like, you know, we'd like more, you know, to see a lot of competitive games and be battle tested when we get to playoffs. But all of the teams in our league play really hard. They do good things. We just have to focus on us and focus on the way we play. And I think we're moving forward very nicely. I think we're sharing the ball at an extremely high rate. You brought up those two big wins. In those two games, we had 18 and 24 assists. You know, so we're seeing a lot of assists, which is great, because typically when you share the ball, you're having more fun. You're getting more open shots. And I really like how we're progressing. We're going to get some battles over the next few weeks. We have some tough games coming up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the next game up is going to be Oskaloosa. They're coming off a loss to Horton on Tuesday. Real quick, an early scouting report on the Bears, and what kind of ball game do you expect there Friday?
Well, I think they're going to play hard. I know they're a little younger team, so they may not have the senior leadership that some other teams in our league have, but they're an improved team from last year. They're competing against some teams that typically are at the higher ranks of our league. I know they're going to rebound well. They're going to play good defense. So we're definitely going to see a good test there. We just need to come out and focus on what we do well and do those things at a high level.
And then you get a makeup game on Saturday with Jackson Heights, which really from the beginning has been kind of the marquee matchup in this league. At this level, the top two teams, arguably Jackson Heights, they just won their 50th league game in a row when they beat Valley Falls on Tuesday. So you get them on Saturday in a makeup game. What about them? I mean, obviously they're one of the best in 2A. They're number two in the rankings, but there's really so many things you can say about them.
Oh, yeah, they're very good. They're a good scoring team. They're good on defense. They play at a high level in transition. They share the ball well. There are many, many ways to describe them in a very flattering way. Obviously, you just said they won 50 games in a row, and that's truly remarkable. You're not going to find that in the state anywhere, probably. You know, they've beat us the past several times, and we've had some close games. We would love to beat them. We just want to go out there and compete and show that we are at that level that Heights is on, because they are the top of the mountain, so to speak, for our league. So, you know, we need to climb that mountain. We need to be up there with them, and that's really our goal.
ACCHS girls basketball coach Austin Eckert joining us. Great start for the Tigers. They're 4-0. Two more games coming up this week, Friday and Saturday. It starts with Oskaloosa on the road on Friday, and then then they're back at home Saturday for that matchup against Jackson Heights, the top team in the league. But a 45-30 win over Pleasant Ridge on a Tuesday to get to, I now should say, 5-0. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck these next couple of games. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Brendan.